Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
People do some wrong things, man. Nipsey Hussle laid to rest last week, and the booklet that they gave out, it was 100 pages full of photos.
Yeah.
Documenting the rapper's life. It's on Craigslist for $1,500.
What?
People are selling the book.
Are you kidding me, Buck?
People who went to the funeral, who they gave the booklet to, are selling the book.
Yo, that just made my blood get so hot.
Yeah, it's bad.
What?
How much?
$1,500 for that book.
That should be illegal, yo.
Wow.
Somebody got to do something about that.
Ooh, wait. That's bad.
That's really bad.
Yeah, the marathon. That cover right there, that book right there, they gave it out.
Oh, wow.
That looks
man.
Like cloth, too.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
A neighborhood in Jackson, Mississippi is looking for an explanation for why bowls of mashed potatoes have been randomly turning up in odd places. Residents say they keep finding the mashed potatoes in their cars, porches, mailboxes, and no one has a clue how they got there. Many who live in the neighborhood say it's a fun place to live and that residents have at times done funny things like decorate road signs or fill potholes with trees. It's unclear if the mashed potatoes are intended to be some kind of weird joke or there's another reason or purpose for it, but mashed potatoes showing up. I don't think it would be a bad thing, but can you give me some gravy?
Are those garlic mashed potatoes?
They didn't say, Buck. They're not being very specific about exactly what kind of potatoes they are. Just mashed taters.
If it was garlic, I can solve it, but I don't know.
Can you imagine seeing like just a bowl of mashed potatoes on your car?
Or
in your mailbox?
They better not be box mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah, you never know. Ooh. Yeah, or the spuds. Yeah, those spuds are no good.
Mm-mm. Well, first, congratulations to Glada Bell from East Hartford. She got those tickets to Jason Derulo.
Very nice.
And Ariana Grande, she showed a scan of her brain and the amount of PTSD that she had over the weekend. It's been 2 years since the Manchester bombing that happened, and she's still feeling the effects. So she posted a picture of the scan, and it shows massive amounts of PTSD. She said, quote, "Someday, when I'm feeling ready or when I'm more healed up, we can talk more about it." And I posted the picture up on our Hot 937 Instagram story because she shows a side-to-side image of a normal, healthy brain and her brain. And it's like night and day.
Wow, that's crazy.
So I hope she can talk more about that.
Yeah, shout out to Ariana Grande, our girl.
Being honest.
Yep, that is the Ish You Missed.